Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, each year on the summer solstice, a sacred day in the Celtic tradition, people gather to celebrate at the landmark known as the ancient seat of the High Kings of Ireland, the Hill of Tara. It's the first of the ancient royal sites of Ireland. We'll feature in a short series dedicated to them on this programme in the coming weeks. Now our reporter Maura Fay was at the Hill of Tara last night, and Maura spoke to some of the people who were gathered there.
Basil Donoghue, and I'm just from outside Navan and Wilkinson. Just kind of want to set intentions on the solstice just for the year to keep going through the summer and entering into the winter months when it starts getting a bit darker earlier. Just for the solstices and the equinoxes and stuff, I like to come to these kind of places where our ancestors used to come and, yeah, try and connect.
I'm Mona and I'm from Spain. I received guidance during a meditation that I need to come to Tara. This is a very powerful, energetic place. It's actually my first time celebrating solstice at all, so I'm looking forward for a very non-ordinary experience.
My name is Michael Fox, and I'm from Summerhill, County Meath. We come every year for the summer solstice.
What do you think is special about the Hill of Tara?
I just love it. Nice view. We come to the fertility stone, gave it a rub, and we've got a baby.
Oh, really? So tell me about that. Tell me more about that.
I think it's called the Stone of Destiny, but it's some people say it's a fertility stone. We gave it a rub a couple of years ago.
And now you have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
My name is Zetu. I'm from Portugal. When you arrive in Tara, you feel the peaceful energy. And, the community of the people is unbelievable, beautiful, you know.
My name is Mark Hoskins. I'm from Navan. It feels spiritual, you know, it's got something kind of magical about it, you know, and you can feel it in the grass and the hawthorn tree down there and, you know, the wells around it. It's just a special place, you know, like.
So my name is Anne-Marie and I'm from County Meath. What I think is special about the Hill of Tara is the people it attracts. I've been coming here for years and I've met people from all over the world. Mostly are looking or searching for something. And I think they do find an element of peace here when they come to Tara. They do find answers.
Do you think Tara has a special energy?
Definitely. I think so. I find I get energy from it when I walk on it.
Maura Fay there, speaking to people at the Hill of Tara last night. And I'm joined now in the studio by Anthony Murphy, who's an author and tour guide and curator of Mythical Ireland. Lovely to have you here.
Thanks, Claire.
I heard someone there telling Maura that there's magic in the grass in Tara. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I've spent enough time out there over the years, you know. I tend to find that spending time in those ancient landscapes does, I don't know, it seems to inject you with something, you know. You come away.
Spirituality there that you sense.
It's hard to define, as it were, you know, but you do get the sense. I mean, I know a lot of people who spend time at these places and they all seem sort of relatively youthful for their age, you know. There's a spring in their step, you know.
It's good for them.
Yeah, and of course, well, the other aspect is that Tara is located, you know, in the best farmland in Ireland. So
it's beautiful in and of itself.
You know, it's always, well, the landscape around Tara is always lush, you know.
Yeah. Listen, let's talk about the summer solstice, because it happens when the sun, of course, is at its highest. But it was earlier this year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was actually yesterday evening, the 20th of June, which is unusual, but that's just related to the clumsiness of the awkwardness of the Gregorian calendar and the fact that our year is 365 and a quarter day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every 4 years we have to add on. And basically we have to reset, because if we don't do that, our calendar ends up going totally out of skew.
Yeah.
And occasionally what that does is it puts the solstice on the 20th. But, I mean, technically the solstice is the maximum declination of the sun, or the sun's furthest reach north. But at this time of year, if you were to get up early in the morning or even watch for the sunrise or watch the sunset, you'll notice that the sun's rising and setting positions don't change for several days.
Right.
The sun appears to rise and set in exactly the same place. If you're in a house and you're looking out a window and mark the spot, by next week, you'll have noticed it's starting to turn back again.
Right. Well, nobody is allowed to say that the days are getting shorter now from today.
We will not go there.
We're not going there.
No, these are the longest days and we'll be happy about it.
Listen, let's talk about the Hill of Tara and go back to, you know, where all the myth and legend began, because it's associated with the High Kings of Ireland. Or is that accurate to make that association?
No, it is. But I mean, I suppose the question would be, was there ever a single true High King who ruled over the entire island? And that's been debated. The origins of kingship at Tara are mythological. They go back into a time that's pre-Christian, that's prehistoric, that we can't put a date on. It actually begins with the Tuatha Dé Danann, the ancient, you know, prehistoric gods and goddesses of Ireland. And the last kings of the Tuatha Dé Danann, Macúil, Macecht and Magraine, were said to have reigned there. And of course, Nuadu, the famous Nuadu of the silver arm, the king who had his arm chopped off in a battle and had a silver arm made for him by Dian Kecht, the healer, and we're thinking Star Wars here, you know, and was able to retake the kingship. So the origins of that are truly sort of prehistoric and belonging to a time we can't put a date on.
Mm-hmm.
But the monumental landscape of Tara, we can put a date on, because there are monuments there from the Neolithic. So there are monuments there going back 5,000 years. And what that tells us is that Tara was sacred to a community of people based there over 5 millennia ago. So trying to marry the two, the archaeological and historical,
the evidence and the legend almost,
They don't often marry up very neatly.
So where does Nile come into it? Nile of the Nile, nine hostages.
You know, there's, I think, 150 or so High Kings listed for Tara. I think Nile would be the one that most people would know the best, you know. He I think, reigns at the end of the 4th, early 5th century. And he comes to power in the most, incredibly mythological, supernatural way, by kissing a mysterious hag. And when he kisses her, she turns into a beautiful young woman. And she tells him that her true identity is Flahius, sovereignty, and that he's going to be the High King. And he begets, as it were, he is the beginning of the O'Neill dynasty, who ruled large parts of the Meath and Midlands area, large parts of the north for centuries afterwards, you know. And of course, the O'Neill family name is very, very prevalent in Ireland today.
Mm. And there's also a condition, a health condition, which you believe can be linked right the way back. Hemochromatosis, which is common in some parts of Ireland.
Yeah, this is research from about a decade or maybe a decade and a half ago from Dan Bradley and others, relating to looking at ancient DNA and modern DNA. And they saw a very high prevalence of a specific marker in Irish men that denotes one common ancestor. And they found that this was associated with a very high prevalence of hemochromatosis, the production of too much iron in the blood. Believe it or not, 1 in 10 Irish men have this condition. And in the northwest of the country, in Donegal, 1 in 5. And fascinatingly, when they started thinking about, well, who is the common ancestor? In Professor Bradley's own words, all the signs were pointing in the same direction at Nile of the Nine
Hostages. Back to himself.
Back to the main man.
Now, Leofall, which is a contentious part, would you agree, of Tara's history? Tell us a bit about it.
It's only contentious because of the British Israelites and the nonsense that they have been propagating for the last century or century and a half. Leofall, mythologically, is the Understone brought to Ireland as one of 4 great items by the Tuatha Dé Danann. It's called Leofoil, the Understone, because of the tradition that the rightful king, the candidate for kingship, must step on or step over the stone and it screams so that everybody hears it. And if it doesn't scream, well, I'm sorry, you're the wrong choice, you know. So this is the mythological tradition. It stands on Fora, the royal seat today, as a standing stone. However, it was moved there in the early 1800s to commemorate the United Irishmen who had died in the rebellion in 1798. And our difficulty is that we don't know exactly where was moved from. There's conflicting accounts. One says it was over by the mound of the hostages, Dúin an Éill. The other says that it was recumbent in the ditch of Onfora. Both of those make sense because there are standing stones outside the entrances of some passage tombs. But the idea of it being recumbent as a sort of a threshold stone that the king would step over. A lot of people who go to Tara today, and I wouldn't encourage it, of course, the idea of standing on the stone. I mean, it stands 4 feet tall, mm-hmm. you know.
Does it scream at them, do they?
Exactly. Well, a lot of people touch it, you know, to see if it, and you'll see people touching it and actually screaming, you know.
And tell me, have all of the secrets of Tara been revealed at this stage, or is there more to learn?
It was difficult to say that there isn't more to be found. You may know that I've found monuments at Bruna Bonia with my drone. So the discovery programme has been very active at Tara for the last probably 2.5 decades and have found like substantial monumental remains under the surface at Tara that we didn't know about. Mm-hmm. And because they've been so active and because of the techniques they've been using, it's hard to say that there'd be much left there to find. But I always say never, yeah. You know.
And plenty to see, even though it has all been discovered. And thank you very much for coming in, Anthony Murphy.
My pleasure.
Author, tour guide and curator of Mythical Ireland. And I hope that whets your appetite maybe for a visit to the Hill of Tara over the coming months or indeed into Halloween, which I know is a lovely time to visit as well, isn't it, around the October time.
Yeah, and there's an alignment there. The sun at Samhain shines into the passage tomb there.
There you go. So yeah. Plenty of opportunity to go and see it at its best.